I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. President Obama is open to direct talks with Iran, but only if Tehran is serious about addressing international concerns about its nuclear weapons program. That's the word from the White House today, in reaction to an interview that Iran's new president gave to NBC. Here's what Hassan Rouhani told NBC's Ann Curry about Iran's controversial nuclear program.
We have never pursued or sought a nuclear bomb, and we are not going to do so. We are solely seeking peaceful nuclear technology.
Can you say that Iran will not build a nuclear weapon under any circumstances whatsoever?
The answer to this question is quite obvious. We have time and again said that under no circumstances would we seek any weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons, nor will we ever.
Rouhani's softer rhetoric is not the only sign of a more moderate government in Tehran. This week, Iranian authorities also unexpectedly released several political prisoners, including high-profile human rights lawyer Nasrin Sotoudeh, who described her release to the BBC.
They called me in with the pretense of time off from prison. Then it was only outside the prison walls that they told me I was free.
Some Iranians are hoping that political repression will decrease under Rouhani. Sadak Zibakalam is a professor of politics at Tehran University. He's seen some of his colleagues removed by authorities in recent years. But now he says the mood at the university is different.
Well, obviously, I talk more comfortably. I talk with less fear. I write with less fear. And the same is true with a lot of my colleagues. We observed a lot of our colleagues who were forcefully retired during the past 8 years, particularly during the past 4 years.
But not everyone sees this as the start of a new era in Tehran. Barbara Slavin, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, was in Tehran for Rouhani's swearing-in last month. She says many Iranians she's spoken to have mixed feelings about their new president.
I think they're a little bit hopeful. They're also very skeptical, very cynical. They've seen this movie before. And I think that Rouhani understands that he really has to deliver on his promises.
Now, to get a better sense of all the news coming out of Iran, we turn to Karim Sajjadpour, Iran analyst at the Carnegie Endowment. He follows Iranian politics very closely. And Karim, first, let me ask you what your thoughts are on Hassan Rouhani's first interview with an American media outlet. Anything you heard surprise you?
Well, in both Rouhani's interview with NBC News and his tweets over the last week and just public statements, he's launched what I would argue is one of the strongest charm offenses since Iran's 1979 revolution, to put on a different face to the world. And there was a release of political prisoners yesterday in Iran, statements reassuring the Jewish community, statements making it clear to the United States that Iran is prepared for nuclear compromise. So I think that it's clear that he is interested in a process which would lead to a detente with the United States. There's two big question marks. One is whether he has the authority to carry out such a detente, and two is whether he has a partner in Washington.
Okay, certainly Mr. Rouhani seems to be a moderate. That's what he's being called in the media here. But, you know, look, take a step back to the elections in 2009 when Iranians took to the streets and protesters were killed. Wasn't it true that the opposition then were saying similar things to what Rouhani is saying now? What is different? Why do you think there's been a shift in the Iranian establishment?
This is one thing that Rouhani promised as he was campaigning to be president, that he was going to be the one who would reconcile not only Iran's external tension, external conflicts, but he could reconcile Iran's internal conflicts between moderates and reformists who had been crushed over the last 8 years, who had been thrown in prison, and kind of the more hardline establishment. And I have to say, so far, he surpassed some of my expectations of him. There are some tangible signs that Iran is becoming a less suffocating place to live and work, whether you're a university student, you're an academic, or you're a journalist.
You actually sound pretty optimistic.
You know, after 8 years of being incredibly pessimistic about Iran's internal prospects and prospects for U.S.-Iran relations, you know, I've been pleasantly surprised by some of the efforts they've taken thus far. I'm not optimistic that Hassan Rouhani is interested in turning Iran into a secular democracy. I'm not optimistic that Hassan Rouhani is going to be able to deliver a rapprochement between Washington and Tehran. But I think if you limit your expectations and your goal is, okay, Hassan Rouhani is going to try to improve the economic welfare of Iranians, and he's going to try to create a less suffocating political and social atmosphere. Well, he's showing signs that he is interested in delivering on that. And when it comes to relations with the outside world, I think he's not someone who believes that kind of gratuitous enmity and hostility between the U.S. and Iran is beneficial for Iran's national interests.
What should the U.S. do now at what sounds like something of a historic moment?
Well, I think the U.S. has to test Rouhani and to take him seriously. And the only way to test him is by sitting down and commencing a process of dialogue and negotiations with Iran. And it's tricky for President Obama because there's, you know, Iran is a very sensitive domestic political issue. And Obama also has to be cognizant of Rouhani's political sensitivities in Tehran. Things have moved very fast over the last month, but I expect there to be a more deliberate diplomatic process which takes place. The goal here is detente. There's no better group of actors or interlocutors in Tehran that we're going to have as long as Iran remains an Islamic Republic.
Karim Sajjadpour, Iran analyst at the Carnegie Endowment, thank you, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Aaron.